Okay. I'm going to ask you a question that might be. That's okay, because I.
Well, then I'll take you. I see.
That might be difficult for you to answer, but I'd like you to try to tell me, how did your interest in the natural environment develop? Is this something that you had right from the earliest days that you can remember, or is it something that...
I think so. Am I talking now?
Yes.
I think I was always interested. You see, I was brought up in Massachusetts, in a very different country and very different climate and weather and all that, but all New England people are interested in weather, and we're all mostly interested in backgrounds, because the weather is so changeable. It's one of the most important sources of conversation in New England. And so I think I had a very natural interest in that. I was very much interested in geography. I had a marvelous course in geography at my college, is Wellesley, outside of Boston. We had a marvelous professor of geology and geography in those days, the first woman to graduate from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Miss Fisher. And she was one of the country's great oil geologists, one of the only women then who was a geologist, and she was a very important oil geologist. Well, she did a course in geography that was terrific. It did meteorology and geography, and a certain amount of geology, not too complicated, but a certain amount, and archaeology and anthropology and all of that, a more or less introductory course. But I think it is one of the most important courses I've ever had, and I've been using it, you might say, ever since, because that heightened. Why, I can remember being interested in geography in grade school, when you had a great big geography book and you could hide behind it to read something else. So I liked geography books from very first atlases, and I've loved maps and all that. It seemed to be a natural thing. And then with this course in geography, in the backgrounds of it and so on, as I say, it was an introductory course only, but at least it gave you the background and some of the vocabulary. So when I came to Florida, it was a totally new and complete and a unique country, and I was very excited by it from the beginning. I think it was all a natural development.